The Sick, Day 6, The Blind and Deaf. Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf thrown open. Isaiah 35. With those who are within the church and know what the truth is, blindness is falsity. But with those who do not know what the truth is, as is the case with those who are outside the church, blindness is ignorance of the truth, and these are blameless. Arcana 23:83. All evil, unless removed, remains in man, and man cannot be saved if he remains in his evils. TCR 5:22. Evils cannot be removed unless they appear. This does not mean that man is to do evils in order that they may appear, but that he is to examine himself, not just his actions, but also his thought, and what he would do if he were not afraid of the laws and disgrace, especially what evils he holds in spirit to be allowable and does not regard as sins, for these he still commits. Divine Providence 278. It is from the doctrine of the Word that the first and principal thing of doctrine is love to the Lord and charity toward the neighbor. They who are in the affirmative in regard to this can enter into whatever things of reason and of memory and even of sense they please, everyone according to his gift, his knowledge, and his experience. In fact, the more they enter in, the more they are confirmed, for universal nature is full of confirmation. But they who deny this first and principal thing of doctrine, and who desire first to be convinced of anything true by means of the things of reason and memory, never suffer themselves to be convinced, because at heart they deny, and all the time take their stand in favor of some other principle which they believe to be essential. And finally, by confirmations of their principle, they so blind themselves that they cannot even know what love to the Lord and love to the neighbor are. Arcana Celestia 25:83. We may see what it is to enter into the things of reason and memory knowledge from truths, and what it is to enter into truths from things of reason and memory knowledge, and that the former, coming from truths, is according to order, but the latter, coming from memory and reason, is contrary to order, and that when we do that which is according to order, we are enlightened, but when we do that which is contrary to order, we are made blind. Arcana 25:88. And they bring to him one who was deaf, having an impediment in his speech, and they implore him to set his hand upon him, and taking him aside from the crowd, he put his fingers into his ears, and having spat, he touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and says to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his hearing was opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. Mark 7. Deafness signifies no perception of truth, and consequently no obedience. This is evident from the signification of the deaf as being those who do not perceive what truth is, and consequently do not obey. Thus, abstractly, no perception of truth, and consequently no obedience. That the deaf have this signification is because hearing corresponds both to perception and to obedience. To perception, because what is heard is inwardly perceived, and to obedience, because it is thence known what ought to be done. Arcana Celestia 69:89. Simulations of conjugal love are appearances of love and friendship between partners who differ in spirit, and they are adopted as means of amendment when a spiritual person is bound together by covenant of marriage with a natural one, because a spiritual person's whole intention is to amend their life. This he accomplishes by wise and refined conversations, and by favors appealing to the other's nature. If these fall on deaf ears, however, and fail to affect the behavior of the other, he has as his intention to find means of accommodation for the sake of preserving order in their domestic affairs, for the sake of maintaining the assistance they render each other, and for the sake of the infants and children, in addition to other similar ends. Conjugal Love, 282. Questions. Diagnosis is a vital first step in curing any natural or corresponding spiritual disease. What role does seeing play in diagnosing how people are hurting? What role does listening play? 2. What things in us make us deaf to other people's issues? What makes us blind? 3. What things make other people deaf or blind to the things we are trying to tell them or get them to do? 4. We read, after they had confirmed themselves against the things that belong to the life after death, if the various truths had then been told them, they would have treated them like the blind who see not, and like the deaf who hear not, and some of them would ridicule them, and this in the exact proportion to their belief in their own preeminent wisdom. Arcana Celestia 23:17. How can we tell when trying to help is simply casting pearls before swine, as it says in Matthew 7? 5. How does the culture of today blind us to the truth? What can we do to avoid this? 6. What can parents do when their children say, "You never listen"? 7. All of us have blind spots or prejudices. How can we uncover them, and what can we do about them? 8. The writings ask, how can we have meaning without contrast, and contrast except by reference to opposites? Is not the eyesight dimmed by nothing but white, and enlivened by color? Does not the ear go deaf if a single note is continually dinned into its organs? TCR 763. How can we avoid playing the same note over and over to teens, to friends, or to those learning about the church?